The message is like a well. The city may come and go, but the sweet water remains. However, it needs someone to know its whereabouts. These are the messengers, and Muhammad is the last of them. Peace and blessings be upon him.
Messenger of Mercy.
The fourth pillar of Islam is fasting from dawn to dusk in the month of Ramadan. Whilst we move through the month, Ramadan moves through us. Ramadan is about spiritual movement, but as it moves through the year, it also reminds us that we are moving through time. Ramadan is now in spring, but is moving back to winter. Every 33 years, it completes the cycle. So a Muslim can expect to fast in all the seasons twice in his lifetime. Ramadan becomes a marker reminding us to take advantage of the blessing of life that God has given us in summer or winter, in hardship or ease. Ramadan teaches patience and thankfulness. They soften the heart which holds the secret of the soul. The soul comes from God and returns to Him. Ramadan teaches sincerity. May God reward the people who sincerely fast for His sake. They fast for His sake, but taste the joy of doing so. They savor the sweetness of the dates and the soothing of the water, and their hearts are brought to life. The Messenger of God, Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, told us there is a gate to paradise reserved for those who fast. Ramadan gives us the time and inward space to count our blessings. By refraining from food and water, we taste the blessings of food and water God has given us. By obeying our Creator, we are blessed with being thankful to Him. By affirming our Creator, we affirm the blessing of life and the blessing of our lives. We thank Allah for the blessing of being able to worship and remember Him. May we say with sincerity, Subhanallah, glory be to God, Alhamdulillah, thanks be to God, and Allahu Akbar, God is greater. In the act of remembering God, we are all equal, rich or poor, fortunate or distressed.
Messenger of Mercy.